The idea was simple at first. Geneticists had finally discovered a method of reading the human genetic code and identifying which genes were connected with specific diseases. At last, they were able to decode Mother Nature's secret language.
Beautiful Mother Nature, she looked at me with a smile on her face.
Biotech companies decided to develop drugs that would prevent illnesses, but they never found the elusive cancer vaccine. So instead, they took out patents on the genes themselves, and now 20% of the natural genetic material that all humans are born with belongs to private companies and individuals.
Oh, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
More than just not nice, how about illegal? Can we slap a logo on Mother Nature and call her our own? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 1st, as we're watching the power of Mother Nature in the floods in Rhode Island along the
Indeed.
East Coast. Yeah, that's
yeah.
It's
no
a
April
moment.
Fool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mother Nature is not brand X. That's for
right.
Sure. So get a check of the morning's top stories. President Obama is getting some pushback from environmental groups on his decision yesterday to allow offshore drilling along the East Coast.
I think it's a real letdown, and I think it's a betrayal of people that voted against Drill Baby Drill and for President Obama's vision of a clean energy future.
That's Greenpeace director Phil Radford, who says the president's decision threatens to kill marine life and damage coastal ecosystems. The president is trying to offset those environmental concerns by rolling out new fuel standards for cars and trucks today. By 2016, all vehicles will now be required to get 39 miles to the gallon, 30 for trucks. The president says that'll save nearly 2 billion barrels of oil.
A federal judge has ruled the government's program of surveillance without warrants is illegal. The U.S. District Court of San Francisco found that federal agents illegally wiretapped an Islamic charity. President Bush authorized the eavesdropping program after the September 11th attacks. And a federal judge here in New York City faced a landmark question this week: who owns our genes? In a surprise ruling, the judge decided that a genetics company cannot patent genes that are linked to ovarian cancer because they only identified them, they didn't create them. If the ruling stands, it could have far-reaching effects for genetics research. For more, we're joined by Dr. Wendy Chung, a physician and genetics professor at Columbia University and a plaintiff in this case. So, doctor, what does this decision say about who owns our genetic material?
So this is a big decision because it changes the precedent from companies being able to say they own the genes and they've patented the genes to now saying that these are products of nature and no one can own them.
And we have to figure out what the standard is between something that they've created and something they've merely identified. Dr. Wendy Chung, stay with us for more on that.
The rain is over, but the water is still rising in Rhode Island's worst flooding in a century. The water in some towns reaches halfway up the first floor of homes. And the international community pledged $10 billion to help reconstruct Haiti after January's earthquake. It was much more than expected. The announcement came at that UN donors conference that convened here in Manhattan yesterday.
A new poll finds nearly 9 out of 10 Latinos say they intend to participate in the U.S. Census. 10 years ago, the participation rate among Latinos was roughly 70%. Taking a look at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are mixed, though. The Dow will start at 10,856. The S&P opens at 1,169 and the NASDAQ at 2,397. So we're going to be talking about technology later in the show. The Apple iPad is in stores this weekend, and we're going to look at how some Apple fans will be first in line, many of them waiting in line for more than 24 hours. But who are these people who always want to be the first ones to have whatever the new gadget is, the early adopters, as they say? We're going to talk about this later this hour, and we're asking you, were you first in line to get the iPhone, maybe? Were you first in line
Lisa,
to get the PSP, the Wii?
You got an Amiga in your closet, huh?
When have you bought something and been a first adopter and it turned out great, and do you have some stories of the time that you got the first series of something and it... you regretted it later. Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. More about genetics material and who owns it in a moment.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.